Swami crosses all the age barriers and he materialized certain things. Mm. I know, sir, mm. 1 year he materialized the ring worn by Sri Ramachandra, mm. presented by his father Dasharatha.
Oh, Dasharatha gave.
Dasharatha gave mm-hmm. the white stone. Mm. And then he smiled, looked around mm. and materialized another ring, green stone ring, mm-hmm. presented to Ramachandra by his father-in-law, Janaka.
So I'm told these rings are very big.
Very big. Mm. I said, Swami, it almost fits of the size of my waist here. Mm. How is such a big ring? Swami said, Ramachandra's personality in those days is such, Ajanubahu, mm, very tall stature, very tall. That's what it is.
8 feet or something.
Like 8 feet. And he materialized Mangalasutra also, mm. the sacred thread of Sita Mata. Mm. And I also seen Swami materializing the chain of Ravana also.
Ravana?
With 365 Sivalingas. 365 Sivalingas. Mm-hmm. And at the center, 3 Sivalingas. Mm. Down below, where you have the pendant, mm. 3 mm. large Sivalingas. Mm. 1 yellow, 1 green, 1 blue.
What happens to these jewels?
And all 360 gold. And the 3 at the center, mm. crystal, large size Sivalingas, so, worn by Ravanasura.
So what happens to these jewels after...
These things, they go back to Sai stores. They both go back to source. He also materialized the golden deer. That has drawn the attention.
You are allowed to touch these things?
We are allowed to touch these mm-hmm. things. And sir, I have also seen on another occasion, Swami said, tomorrow mm. we'll have mm. the wedding function of Balarama and Revati.
Achcha.
And he invited all guests to attend lunch. Mm-hmm. Oh, sumptuous lunch. And in the afternoon, he went on speaking about Balarama and Revati Kalyana.
That is never talked about. I didn't even know that Revati was married to Balarama.
And at the end, he materializes such a thing, sir. Mm-hmm. An arch mm-hmm. with diamonds in 3 to 4 rows.
My God.
An arch. Mm-hmm. At the center.
How big was the arch? How many centimeters?
I can say this much.
15 centimeters.
At least.
My God.
And at the center of the arch, there's a gold chain mm-hmm. to which is hanging a swan. Mm-hmm. With eyes very clear, mm. no beak very clear, stomach, you can see very transparent and translucent, hanging.
My God.
And then everybody started looking it. Swami came and said, hey, look deep. Mm. When I started looking, there in the stomach of the swan, mm. we find Bhagwan Baba in the reclining posture. In the stomach of the swan.
I see.
He said, you see, this is what it is. That
like,
also has
like
Narayana.
Sesha Sai.
This Ananda Sai in the reclining posture in the fantastic. Stomach of the swan. That also I have seen. Such a fantastic thing. And he has also materialized Chudamani, mm. A thing that Hanuman brought.
Yes, from Sita.
As a kind of identification mm. that he is from the father, Sri Ramachandra, to report back to the mother, to establish his credibility. He has shown that Chudamani also.
How do boys stay? They must be just transported very, a different way.
They come very, very close. Swami, let us see. And everybody touches Abba, somebody kisses. And then all devotees say, Swami, who you want to see? And he will keep it on the table mm-hmm. so that everybody can gaze. Photographs can be taken. Mm-hmm. And some of them are here in our museum also.